That's great. Should do a show about all the different ways people describe that kind of thing.
Voiceover show. What you're about to hear, I promise you, you've never heard it before. So without further ado, I introduce to you the host of this podcast, Everybody, welcome to the show.
What's going on, everybody? Spidey Heck on your dial. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Happy Saturday or Sunday, or whatever day you're in, because what knows, who knows, and where knows where you're at. Depends on your location. But I hope you're having a good day, evening, or afternoon, or somewhere in between. This is your boy, Spidey Heck, on the dial. How's it going, everybody? What's up? What's new? Nothing much over here, just doing the same old thing that I normally do, and that's trying to make y'all laugh. Or make you think. In today's episode, we will have a couple of things here and there of whatever the fuck I want to talk about, because you're here on the Spidey Heck voiceover show, and that's what it's all about. I'm not holding back. Whatever it is I feel like saying, we'll talk about today. So, lovely people of the Spidey Heck voiceover show, if it's the first time you're listening to me, howdy doody. I am your boy, Spidey Heck, or SH. But I'll keep it Spidey Heck because that's how everybody knows me. But I digress. Have you ever wondered what are the various types of names for taking a dookie? I want to thank Angela from the Horns and Halos for giving me a suggestion of talking about poop. And Maddie Mo, thank you, my brother, because he came up with the idea for a name called the Heat Stick, which I've never heard of a turd being referenced as a heat stick, but you never know how hot a turd is because you never see it when it plops into the water. If only the true essence of the shit made the water bubble from the heat from the stick that just vacated your bum. Figured I'd use a English term on that one. But yes, let's get into some names. You're listening to the Spidey Heck voiceover show. Welcome of another installment of Random Shit with Spidey Heck. Today, we'll be talking about the various names throughout the episode of taking a dump. So let's start it off. Taking the Browns to the Super Bowl. Dropping the kids off at the swimming pool. Dropping a deuce. Bumping a grumpy. Glassing the surface. Cutting the rope. Pinching a loaf. Making an offer to the porcelain throne. Pushing a mess. Building a log cabin. Those are just a few to name. We have many more to come, so stay tuned. Welcome to the shittiest episode you've ever heard. Literally. Spidey Heck back on your dial. I just wanted to say, this episode is called Talking Shit, and we're not just going to be talking about Dookie, we're going to be talking about people who like to talk shit. Yes, there are various kinds of motherfuckers out there. Oops, I'm sorry. Various kinds of people who like to talk shit. Why is that? What is it in the human psyche that causes us to talk shit? Whether it's about our coworkers or just in general. There's people who lie. That's talking shit. There's people who tell lies about you or whomever else. That's talking shit. So, I'm just going to hit and touch on one point. Ladies, why is it when a guy is trying to talk to your friend and you're out at a bar or party, do you feel the need to fucking cock block and talk shit when you see the guy talking to your friend? It's okay. There's a mutant out there for you somewhere. Go find them. But don't hate on the guy for trying to talk to the chick who came with you. That's not only cock blocking, but that's talking shit. Stay tuned for more Dookie and more examples of talking shit with Spidey Heck.
Hey there. Have you ever heard the term mud butt? Mud butt. I heard you on the Maddie Mo show, and I figured I would throw that at you and wonder if you've heard that. Mud butt.
Yes, I have heard of mud butt. That's when you have an excessive amount of diarrhea splashing out of your anus, and it leaves a nice muddy trail. So yes, I've heard of that keyword, mud butt. Maddie, you crazy bastard. Never, ever, 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 ever have I ever heard of a turd called or referenced as a heat stick. God. I've always heard many different references for the word caca, doo-doo, poo-poo, shit, excrement, but never heat stick. Thank you for that little gem. I intend to use it at some point down the road of my life. Thank you again for your camper chronicles. Bananas. Them shits make you really shit.
my man Spuddy Heck. What is good? I am so happy that you never heard my term, the heat stick. It is a solid gold one, and I hope that you share it with everyone that you know, because it is too good to keep inside. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, my friend, it's little Criquito on your dial, homes. This is little Criqui's cousin. And all I have to say is thank you so much. And orale, homes, watch out when dropping the heat sticks, because sometimes it don't come out like a ghost wipe. It come out like a fastball against a toilet. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. One love to you, Spidey. I appreciate you, dog. The heat stick. We out here.
So, how you digging this shitty episode? We've only yet begun. Here are some more terms for taking a dump. Making underwater sculptures. Unloading some timber. Making like Snoop and dropping it like it's hot. Need to void. Make a deposit in the porcelain bank. Use the big white telephone. Feed the French. That's actually kind of fucking gross. Unloose the caboose. Play-Doh factory. Drop the property value. And planting a tree. Hope you enjoyed those, because we're not done yet. But stay tuned for some more disgustingly use terms for taking a dump. Spidey Heck back on your dial. What's going on, everybody? What's going on? For all my new listeners, I hope you're enjoying this episode, because it's been a while since I've made an episode with a lot of content. But I hope you're enjoying what you're hearing, and I hope you use the terms that I've created from the world of the internet about taking a shit. Yes, we all take a shit. We have muddy shits, we have slippery shits, we have dry shits, we have ghost shits. Ghost shits. Oh, those are the best kind though, because you guys take a quick little dump and wipe, and there's nothing there on the paper, and there's nothing on the bowl, and you wonder, where the hell did that nugget of shit go? Because I know I dropped a couple of gems in the bowl. Anyways, if you are offended by toilet bowl humor, I don't give a shit. Go somewhere else. Because I'm talking shit today in all facets and forms. And that's what I feel like talking about. So, yeah. Anyways, hope everybody's doing well. And remember, wipe from the front and not downward, because you might just put some poopy in the wrong places. But I digress. Let's go into a couple of more names about taking a dump. And I'm also going to be taking calls throughout the day from people who want to speak their minds about people talking shit or experiences of time when you took a shit and it drove you crazy because it either took too long or it was really disgusting. And let's talk about it. In case you haven't noticed, Matty Mo was on a section of this episode. Go listen to his episode titled Camper Chronicles. It is some really funny shit. Check it out. I'll be here waiting for your calls. And now, animal references to taking a dump. Cause hell, maybe you have a preference. Growing a monkey tail. Murder a brown snake. Drive out the prairie dogs. Drowning a baby otter. A brown dog scratching at the back door. Let the turtles loose. Laying some wolf bait. And slap some bum slugs. Those were a few more references for taking a boop. I call it a boop. That's like a boo-boo poop. Anyways, let's keep going. Thank you, everybody, for still being here on the Spidey Heck Show. Yes, I'm talking about toilet etiquette, talking about taking a shit, talking about everything in between. But I'm not sure you guys have ever heard of this thing, but there's a new bidet type of gadget that you can attach to your toilet that washes your ass after you take a shit. Don't believe me? Take a look at this video on the link I will provide for you, and I guarantee you, you'll never look at a commercial about toilet bowls and wiping your ass ever again in the same way. So enjoy this little clip, because now it's time for a Double Jeopardy video style. Shitty style, should I say. Double Shitty Jeopardy. So click the link and watch the video and laugh your ass off. You could thank me later.
I didn't mean to call through the thing. I was trying to record a message. But I know some silly songs, and listening to your shit episode made me think of a silly song regarding diarrhea. When you're walking down the hall and you feel something fall, diarrhea plop, plop, diarrhea plop, plop. When you're riding in your Chevy and you feel something heavy, diarrhea plop, plop, diarrhea plop, plop. When you're walking up the ladder and you feel something splatter, diarrhea, plop, plop, diarrhea, plop, plop. I can't
do it anymore.
And it also made me think of a joke from back in the day. It's, what does Fat Albert say when he's sitting on the toilet trying to take a shit? Hey, 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 bombs away. I loved your shit episode. It made me laugh so hard. Your station is the best. Thanks for the laughs. Have a great day.
Well, how you doing? I'm the cleanest of the spot. Spidey Heck voiceover show.
I want to tell you guys a couple of references about poopy, and then we're going to end this episode, and that is all. So here we go. Yeah, I'll start it off. Captain's Log. Releasing the Kraken. Dropping some depth charges. Laying underwater cable. Deploying the USS Brownfish. Churning the dookie butter. Off to see the chocolate gobbler. Craft a fudge pop. Drive a swamp pie. And last but not least, drop a grande grumper. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Taking a Shit and Talking Shit with Spidey Hack. Have a good day, everybody.